Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, is on his vacation. He was all set for a camping trip in the mountains, but Mother wanted him to take the children to the beach. Of course, Daddy wouldn't agree to that, so we find him at the beach with Snooks and Little Robespierre. He's plenty mad, too. Just listen.
Oh, I'm sick of playing nursemaid every day in the year.
Stinky's yelling, Daddy.
I know, I can hear him. Don't call him Stinky. Baby, shh, quiet. What have you got to yell about?
Let's bury him in the sand.
You mind your own business. Give me his bottle.
Please?
Please. Hurry up. It's in the bag with the chocolate bar.
Here's the bottle, Daddy.
What happened to his milk? Snooks.
It could have spilt, couldn't it?
What happened to Robespierre's milk?
I was only going to drink half, Daddy.
Uh-huh.
But the bottom half looked creamer than the top, so I...
You little scavenger. At home, you won't touch your own milk. But here, you steal your little brother's.
And you're awful.
Well, just for that, you won't get any of the chocolate.
I don't care. It ain't good chocolate anyway.
How do you know?
Because I ate it all up.
Oh, you wait. Baby, baby, I'll get you some milk in a minute. Oh, here. Chew on this ham sandwich.
Oh, I want to go swimming.
Sit still. You can't go in yet.
Why?
Because you have to wait until your food digests.
How am I going swimming?
No.
Well, just let me goggle my feet in the water.
You can't go near the water at all. In the first place, the waves are too high. And I don't want you to get washed away.
Why?
You may well ask. Now sit here and play with your brother.
Come on, I want to bury him.
Stop! Stop that! Stop pushing his hand in his mouth. Why do you torment him like that?
Well, he hit my shovel with his nose.
Well, I can assure you he didn't hurt your shovel.
He did too. He's got a flat nose like you and...
Now, you keep my nose out of your mouth. Just try and behave for a few minutes so I can relax.
I don't want to climb up that big rock.
You do, and I'll give you a spanking.
Well, I want to go swimming.
I told you it's too dangerous to go in the water alone.
Then I'll take Robespierre with me.
You leave that child alone. Fine thing. You drag that little tot out in the water, and it's up to your neck.
I won't let go of his hand, Daddy.
Well, just stay away from him. Can't you amuse yourself like the other children? Look at that lady with those two nice children.
She's pretty, ain't she, Daddy?
The children are very well behaved.
Ain't she calling that small little bathing suit?
I'm not examining the lady's bathing suit.
Why?
Snooks, I'm warning you. I want none of your sly remarks today. I'm not in the mood for them.
Well, ain't you going to go swimming?
No. I'm just going to sit here on the beach and get a sunbath.
And smile at the pretty lady with the little...
Snooks, you're hunting for a spanking. Oh, why did I have to drag you along?
Because Mommy made you take me.
Mommy doesn't make me do anything.
Oh, Daddy.
Oh, keep quiet. I want to rest. I'm supposed to be on my vacation.
What for?
What for? I worked every day for a year in the office, didn't I?
I don't know.
Well, I did. Now I have to recuperate.
What's that?
Regain energy. When a man works all the time and gets a week off, what do you think he comes to the beach for?
That's what Mommy sent me to find out.
Oh, she did, is she? Well, I'm going to stay here and absorb all the sun I can. It's the only chance I get to pick up a few violet rays.
Is that why you smiled at her?
I never smiled at anybody. Besides, I happen to know her husband, I think. Now, what are you laughing at?
I don't know.
Ah, what can you expect when you marry a policewoman? What's the baby got in his hand?
It's a clamshell, Daddy.
Well, take it away from him.
Can I snap his nose with it?
No.
I snapped it.
That's the last straw. Now, Snooks, if you...
I'm going to jump off the big rock if you spank me.
All right, come back here. I won't touch you. Oh, this is awful.
I want to go swimming.
Later. And don't poke Robespierre with that sharp stick.
Balloon of 5 cents, and I have a red hot balloon. 5 cents the balloon.
Can I have a balloon, Daddy? A balloon.
Okay, I'll get you one, too. Hey, balloon man.
Coming up.
Yes, the little girl. Which one do you like? A nice green one?
No, I want the long red one.
Please. No push of the balloons where you stick. That cost you 5 cents, mister.
Why, she didn't even touch the balloon.
I suppose she not touch that one, eh?
No, Snooks.
Oh, he went like a big...
Number three. Little girl, you just stand way over there and holler which one you like.
I can't see the colors from here.
Oh, take anyone. Would you like this big round?
Please! I have your no point with that stick. That's a full balloon you put.
Nobody touch your balloons.
Bust another one, Daddy.
I didn't bust any.
I don't care who's a buster just so long as I catch a pace.
Oh, that's ridiculous. Just because you happen to have an inferior grade of balloons that goes off when somebody looks at it is no reason
please,
why...
Please, mister, no irrigate me. All I know, I come over here with the six of balloons, and now I only got two.
One. I want that balloon, Daddy.
Please, you don't have to pull them out of it.
Oh, Snooks. I saw you burst that one with my own eyes.
I'd like to have 30 cents, please.
I should say not.
Then I'm going to call a policeman.
Well, go ahead and call him. I'll give you a nickel for that last balloon, and that's all. Oh, where's the baby?
I buried him in the sand, Daddy.
Oh!
I left his nose sticking out.
Mr. Policeman!
Oh, roast the air. Are you all right? There, baby, baby. Let me get this nasty sand out of your ears.
I've got to have a 30 cents. I call him policeman. Mr. Policeman!
What's the trouble here?
Oh, the whole thing is nonsense. I'll pay for the balloon that my child broke, but if he... Now, look here. Don't you yell at my kid like that. And you, here's your 30 cents. Now beat it.
Thank you very much.
As if I haven't got enough trouble with this bawling
guy. Is that your kid up there on the rock?
I'm going to jump in the water, Daddy.
Oh, Snooks, don't jump.
Call for the lifebelt.
Here, let me get her.
No, no, I'll handle it. You hold the baby. Now, Snooks, come down off that rock.
No. If I come down, you'll spike me.
Oh, why, Snooks, how can you think such a thing? You've been a good girl all day, haven't you?
Have I?
Why, certainly. You don't believe I'd spank you, do you?
Yes, I do.
Come off that rock, dear. I won't touch you.
Are you sure?
Why, Snooks, darling.
All right, I'll come down.
That's a sweet child. I wouldn't dream of... I got you!
That's good. Here's your 30 cents. That was worth it.
How will you behave?
Take the baby too, brother, and peace be with you.
Oh, this is my vacation. Ah, nuts.
Thank you, Baby Snooks and Daddy and Company.